Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Chav Vav. We are holding on daf Kuf Chav Hey Amid Beis. We're about 14 lines from the end of the page. Omar Abaye. Last run line is Lamata. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and his wife and children. Eli Lunishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha Alea Shalom, the Neshama Shavna Aliyah. And it is also sponsored by Adina and David Lederer, Eli Nishmas Chaya, Devora Bas Yehuda Arya Yosef Halevi, a great friend and master Mechaneches, whose first yard site is today. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to discuss is the status of Tumah Tumuna. We started to discuss it yesterday, that when you have a mace underneath something that's hovering over it. So does the Tumah go right through the thing that's hovering over it? We're talking about where you have some sort of lattice over the mace, and you hover over the parts that are open, the parts that are closed, and when it's Metamiyu, when it's not. So we're going to talk about whether Tumah Tumuna is Boka'as Viola. The Gemara is going to point out that we have a stira in Rabbi Yossi's Shita as far as Tumah Tumuna is concerned, and we're going to resolve that stira within Rabbi Yossi. Then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, going over to Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to try to identify who is the Tana that doesn't think that Ohel is a type of Maga, meaning we had mentioned that according to Rabbi Yossi, Tumas Ohel is called Tumas Maga, that when the Mishnah spoke about being Nogea, really meant to be Ma'ahil, but there is a Tana that holds otherwise. So who's the Tana that holds otherwise? Then the Gemara is going to challenge and defend the din that a colus bone with marrow inside of it, but no nekev, no hole to access that marrow, is not going to be able to be metameyu. The Mishnah had said that this is the case, that a colus of a nevela or a colus of a sheretz, even though there's marrow inside of it, and besar nevela, besar sheretz, should be metameyu, but the bone won't be metameyu unless there's a hole in the bone that you're able to access, at least kichutasara, you're able to access the basar inside of it. Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to deal with two topics. Number one, sheretz eggs. At what point is a sheretz egg like a sheretz that is mitame? Meaning, how developed does it have to be in order to be mitame? And is it mitame at all when it's totally closed? And the other thing the Mishnah is going to deal with is the famous topic of the miraculous mouse, the mouse that is half mouse and half earth, and what part of it is metame? Is it metame at all? If you only touch the mouse part, if you only touch the earth part, so that's going to be the other topic of the Mishnah that the Gemara is going to get to, and will take us into tomorrow's daf. So let's again pick up 14 lines from the end of the page. Amar Abaye. So Amar Abaye, the olam lamata mitefach, that the Braisa was talking about this lattice that was above a mace. It means within a tefach of the mace, and that's why when your ma'ahil, the ma'ahil is called a nogea, udika amrit, that which we said, mace b'ksuso hu, that wait a second, isn't that just a mace b'ksuso? Meaning when you touch even if you only touch the area that's keneged the chavalim, that's keneged the space that actually has something over there, that's not the open windows, why are you tar? It's a mace b'ksuso, and meaning if a mace is in his clothing and you touch the area right above the mace, you're absolutely going to be tame. The tuma obviously goes through the mace's clothing. Why is this any different than the clothing? So he explains, no, mace b'ksuso mevatale. The tachrichim become part of the mace, and therefore it's considered the clothing of the mace. It's connected to him. Hailo mevatale. But this lattice or whatever it is, these ropes that you put over the mace are not being bottled to the mace. They are not his ksus, and therefore they're chotzitz b'fnei atuma. And if you touch the area over them, you're not going to be tame, you'll be tar. So you don't see from this brisa that tumas oel that's lemala mitefach is called tumas maga. So ask the Gemara and Abaye that if the brisa means to say that when these ropes are less than a tefach off of the mace, why are they chotzeitz? That's bokas viola. Anyway, it should be the mace should be like tumah tumuna, where tumah tumuna means that there's no chalal tefach, there's no airspace of a tefach between the tumah and the oel that's on top of it. And the rule is that whenever you don't have a chalal tefach, the tumah shoots straight through; it goes right up. So it's metame everything above it. So even if you're ma'ahil over the chavalim, you should become tame. So says Mark, Sav Rabbi Yossi, tumah tumuna in a bokas. So that's critical. That's going to be today's daf, that Rabbi Yossi holds tumah tumuna is not bokas. Ka'as, that it does not go straight up, meaning we're used to thinking that if you have a Pesach Tefach of an Ohel, that stops the Tumah. Anything less than a Pesach Tefach, the Tumah is going to go straight through. Says Rabbi Yossi, not so. Tumah Tumuna is not Poka'as. So we know Tamer, where does Rabbi Yossi get this idea that Tumah Tumuna is not Poka'as? The Tanan, it's a Mishnah, Mesach Salos, Tevas Amigdal. Let's say you have a large closet, a large wooden closet that has small compartments in it where you put food and whatever beverages, and Sheyesh B'Pesach Tefach, one of those compartments has airspace of a Tefach, and therefore it's not Tumah Tumuna that's inside of it, Ve'in B'Tziyasa Pesach Tefach, but the doorway, so to speak, of that compartment is less than a tefach, meaning to get things in and out is a space that's less than a tefach. So tuma betocha, if you have tuma inside of that compartment, even though the doorway from that compartment does not have a poseach tefach, so it's not large enough for the tuma to escape that way, and even though there is a chalal tefach inside that compartment, so it's not tuma tumuna, so it's not going to be Bokas Viola. Nevertheless, despite those two things, that the Tumah cannot escape through the door because the door is less than a Tefach, and it cannot shoot right through the roof because there is a Poseach Tefach between its between where the Tumah is and the Oval that's right above it. Nevertheless, Habayis Tameh. The Bayis is still going to be Tameh Mitrabanus. So you have this closet in the house, you have this compartment, it does not, it has a Poseach Tefach of space, and it doesn't have a posech tefach of a doorway to go in and out, still the whole bayis is going to be tummy because of the tumah that's in that compartment. Tumah bebayis, if there's tumah in the house, so masha betocha tahar, and you have food in that compartment, the food is protected, it's going to be tahar. And the reason why the bayis is going to be tummy when you have tumah in that compartment of the closet is because of a concept called sof tumah latzeis, that when you know that the tumah is ultimately going to leave, we view it as if it has already left, and that's a din midrabanan called sof tumah latzeis. So the tumah is going to eventually leave that closet. It's a part of a maze. So the chamor goes there that even before it leaves, we view it as if it already has. Ve'ein derech tumah likanes, but it would not work in the reverse. If the tumah is in the bayis, we don't say, oh, all tumah, all pieces of dead bodies are ultimately going to end up in that pantry. No, they would never end up in that pantry. They're not destined to go to that pantry, and therefore, whatever's inside of that pantry is going to be tar. Rabbi Yossi mitahir, but Rabbi Yossi says the whole bayis is going to be tar. He says, who says sof tumah latzeis, that this tumah is eventually going to end up in the house? Maybe it's a kazayis min ames, and you're going to chop it up into pieces before you take it out of the teva. You may burn it in its place, and it will never come out as a kazayis min ames. So we don't have such confidence that it's sof tumah latzeis. Chazanish deals with the problem. He says, but why would you burn it or chop it up? It's a piece of a human body, meaning the Zaka people that go to clean up Rahman al-Islam after a terror attack or something like that, they don't just burn the whole place down. They're trying to bury and to find every particle of a human being. So you have you're not allowed to be sorry for mace, and you have a mitzvah l'kavro. So he says, yeah, but people don't always realize that, and sometimes if it's a very tiny piece, even though the halacha is not like that, they may come to do it. He proves this from a Tosos. The Tosos points out that Rabbi Yossi's moda, that if inside the teva there's a mace shalem, so then even Rabbi Yossi would say no one would go and chop up a mace shalem that's inside the pantry, and therefore even Rabbi Yossi would agree that it's sof tumah latzeis, because people are very careful about burying a mace shalem. But if kazayis is mutter to cut or to burn, it's only a mace shalem that it's also to do. Tosos shouldn't have said people are very careful. Tosos just should have said that Rabbi Yossi is only talking where you would do something mutter, not where you would do something that is aser. Elamai, even if you would do, if it's something that's aser, but if people would do it, so then it's still sof tumah latzeis. But then it's still not sof tumah latzeis. But by mei shalim, no one would do that. No one would start chopping it up, and therefore it is sof tumah latzeis. The katani seifa, and the seifa of that mishnah says hamid ba pesach. Let's say you take that entire pantry, that entire closet, and you stand it right by the doorway of the house, upischa luchutz, and the opening of that closet, it faces toward the outside of the house. So then tuma betocha habayis tar, then any tuma that's inside of it is not going to spread to the house, because you don't even have a sof tuma latzeis. If it comes out of the Pesach, it's going to go to the outside. It's not tuma bebayis masha betocha tar, and any tuma in the house is not going to spread to the inside of this pantry. V'tani Allah, and the Brisa says about this Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Mitaher, that Rabbi Yossi is Mitaher. Well, wait a second, what do you mean? Rabbi Yossi Mitaher on what? Aheya. Which case is Rabbi Yossi Mitaher? Ilema Seifa, if you can say he's going on the Seifa of the Mishnah, that it's talking about where the opening of this closet, of this pantry, is by the Pesach Habayis, and it's facing outward. Well, Tanakami Nami to Rikam Mitaher. You don't need Rabbi Yossi to be Mitaher. The Tanakama was also Mitaher in that case. So then Rabbi Yossi is not really adding anything if that's the case that he was talking about. Ella, so it must be no. He's going on the first case. Dekamer Tanakama Tuma Betocha Bayis Tame. Tanakama says that if you have Tuma inside this pantry, then the entire Bayis is going to be Tame. Again, we said that even if there's a Poseach Tefach above the Tuma, so it would be an Oel that should stop the Tuma, and there's no Poseach Tefach on the doorway out of that pantry. Nevertheless, the bias is going to be Tameh. So that's where Rabbi Yossi responds. You, the Tanakhama, are saying the bias is going to become Tameh on account of the Tumah that's inside this closet? Imishum de Derek Tumah Latzeis. If the reason you think it's going to be Tameh is because Derek Tumah Latzeis, that the Tumah ultimately is going to come out, meaning that's one reason Tanakhama thinks the bias is Tameh. Vimishum de Tumah Tumah Bekas. Or alternatively, the Tanakhama thinks the bias is going to be Tameh if there's no Poseach Tefach above it, and when there's no Poseach Tefach above it, you don't have a Tefach Veir space above it, the Tumah is just going to be Bokas Viola, it's going to shoot right through. So for one reason or the other, regardless of whether there's a Poseach Tefach or not a Poseach Tefach, the bias is going to be full of Tumah. When there's yes a Poseach Tefach, the bias will become full of Tumah because the Sof Tumah Latzeis Midrabanan. When there's when there's not a Poseach Tefach, the bias will become Tameh because of Tumah Bokas Viola. So the Kamala Rabbi Yossi says to the Tanakama, I disagree with both. That which you say, that it's Derek Tumah Latzeis, that it's Sof Tumah Latzeis, that this Tumah is ultimately going to leave this space. It's not necessarily going to come out as Tumah. You might take it out in pieces, or you might burn it where it is, and therefore you may not have a Kazayas Min HaMeis that ever comes out into this house. And that which you say that if it's less than a Poseach Tefach, so it's Tumah Tumuna that's Bekas and it shoots straight through, Tumah Tumuna ain't a Bekas. Rabbi Yossi says, I hold Tumah Tumuna is not Bekas. And that's where we find that Rabbi Yossi holds Tumah Tumuna is ain't a Bekas. So that's the shita of Rabbi Yossi when it comes to Tumah Tumuna. So that's what Abaye was referring to. Meaning again, the Gemara had asked on Abaye that Abaye had said that the thing above the mace is less than a tefach above the mace, and we had asked, well, why don't you just say it's Tumah Tumuna? So Abaye says, because Rabbi Yossi holds even if it is Tumah Tumuna, it's not Bokas, it doesn't shoot straight through. So says the Gemara, wait, is that so clear that Rabbi Yossi holds that Tumah Tumuna is Eino Bokas? Verami de Rabbi Yossi, as Rabbi Yossi, that this will lead us to a stira within the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Titnan, because there is a Mishnah Maseches Aldos that records several opinions about a dog that has a Kazayis Basar Min HaMeis inside of its body. So to what extent does that Kazayis Basar Min HaMeis inside the body of a dog, the dog had eaten it, to what extent does that Kazayis Basar Min HaMeis inside the dog extend to the surrounding area? So Akelev Shach, the Mishnah talks about a dog eats flesh from a human being that's mitame ba'oel, and the basar is not yet digested, so it's still basar ameis. Umeis hakelev, then the dog dies umutal al skofa, and the dog is laid out on the entranceway to the house, on the stoop in front of the house, and his neck is inside of the house, and the rest of his body, where the tumah is on the stoop in front of the house. outside of the door of the house. So there's machlokas tanaim in what situation the bias is going to become tamei b'tumas oel from the besara mace that's inside the dog's stomach. Ramei romer im yesh b'tzavaro poseach tefach, that if the neck of the dog is a tefach wide, even though there may not be a tefach of airspace inside the neck of the dog where the tumah to pass through, but the upper part of the dog is mahil on the tumah, maybe as a tumah that will be maybe the tumah into the house, meaning it will serve as an ohel to transfer the tumah from inside the dog's stomach into the house, because according to our mayor, an ohel that's a tefach wide is maybe as a tumah even without a chalal tefach, meaning it's a tefach in total, but it's not airspace of a tefach, and that's enough to be maybe as a tumah v'im lav. And if the dog's neck is not a tefach wide, it has a narrow neck, it's not one of these big dogs with a thick neck, then ain't it maybe as a tumah, then it will not be maybe as a tumah into the house. That's one shita. That's Rabbi Yossi Omer, and obviously Rabbi Yossi is the shita we're going to be looking at most closely, because we're trying to ask a stira in Rabbi Yossi about tumah tamuna. Rabbi Yossi Omer, roin mikenegad ashkof vilifnim. We check, see where the tumah is. If it's inside of the house, then habay is tummy, then the house is tummy. Meaning, we look at where the dog is positioned, and where they, I guess you take an x-ray or something, or an MRI or something, and you try to identify where exactly the kazayis min ha-mace is inside the dog, and if it's inside the house can be tummy. But if it's outside the house, the bias is tahar. So the simple reading of Rabbi Yossi, and the way the Gemara is understanding it right now, is that the Rabbi Yossi is arguing on the fact that Rabbi Meir was metaher in a case when the neck of the kelev was less than a tefach. So Rabbi Yossi is saying that we have to look in the body of the kelev, where exactly is the besar ha-mace? If it's inside the house, where the part of the body of the dog that has tumma is inside the house, the bias is going to become tame, even though the neck of the animal is not an ohel to be mavir the tumma. But the besar ha-mes inside of the kelev is tumma tamuna, and it's bokaas, and it goes right through when it's metame the entire house. So it turns out that the bias is mahil on the tumma. But if the tumma is outside of the house, so the tumma is outside of the house, so the bias is going to be tar, because the bias is not mahil on the tumma, and the neck of the dog is not going to be mavri the tumah because it doesn't have a tefach. So on the case where the Tanakhama said, where a mayor said that if the neck of the dog is less than a tefach, it's not maybe a satumah and everything is going to be fine, Rabbi Yossi says, not so fast. You're right that if the neck of the dog is less than a tefach, it's not maybe the tumah. Maybe I don't need it to be maybe the tumah, because if the tumah is in the house, if it's physically located in the house, the tumah is going to be bokas viola anyway and will be metame the house. Rabbi Lazar Omer, a third shita. It all depends where the dog's mouth is. That if the dog's mouth is inside the house, where the dog's mouth and where the backside of the dog is. So if the front of the dog is in the house and the back of the dog is outside of the house, so the basar mace that's in his body is outside of the house, habayis tar. Then the bias is going to be tar, because you can't say sof tumalatzes, because normally when food is being digested, it doesn't come out through the mouth. It comes out through the other end. So if it were self-latzes, it would be self-latzes outside of the house. Pivlachutz, if the mouth of the dog is outside of the house and the other end of the dog is inside of the house, then habay is tameh. Then the house is going to be tameh. Because that's the way the food would normally come out. That's the way tumah normally emerges from the food normally emerges from the body of a dog. The Rashi writes that the basar mace in the guf needs to be outside of the house in order for us to say that because the zanav is outside of the house that it's going to be tar, because it's mistavr that Rabbi Lazar's moda to Rabbi Yossi that tumah tamuna would be bokaas. So you need both things. You need the soft from a soft tumah latzeis perspective that it would be out, and you need from a current perspective that it is outside of the house, that it's not inside of the house, because otherwise you would say tumah tumuna and it's bekas viola. Maritzchias raises some very strong questions over here. Why do I care where the mouth and where the backside of the animal is? Because sof lotzeis, the animal is dead. It's not sof lotzeis at all, right? Meaning it's the animal's not going to go to the bathroom ever again. It's a dead dog. So the tumah is not asal lotzeis. And he says, and even when it was alive, tumah was never going to come out, meaning when the animal relieves itself, that's after it's digested everything already. So if it ate basar min ha-meis, it's no longer basar min ha-meis by the time it expresses it. And therefore, that does not seem to be sof tumah lotzeis at all. So this is a major kasha. Maritz Chayes tries to explain that Reb Lazar holds that tumah balua is not metame in while the dog is alive. It's only metame ba-ohel. But midin sof tumah lotzeis is metame because it still has a shame tumah even if it's balua. And so he holds the din of sof tumah lotzeis is not because one day the tumah will come out and therefore the chachamim are like preempting it and they're saying what will be we view as if it has already happened. That's not sof tumah lotzeis. It's that the tumah right now I know that there is tumah that clearly exists. So any time that the thing that right now is tame will emerge in whatever way, so it's considered to have tumah right now. Even though, if at the time that it emerges, it's not going to be tameh anymore. It will be totally digested. Still difficult for a number of reasons. But anyway, that's how the Maritz Chayes explains. Then the next sheet in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir Omer Bein Kach Bein Kach. Whichever side of the animal is in the house or outside of the house, habayis tameh. The bayis is going to be tummy regardless, as long as one of the openings is in the house, because tumah goes into the house through will enter the house in one side or the other of the animal, from one side or the other of the animal, because the dog is motzi the tumah whether both in the way that it brought the tumah inside of its body, and both in the way that in the path that the tumah is going to leave its body. So it is sof tumah lotzeis, but he disagrees with the geder of sof tumah lotzeis. He holds that it doesn't only work from the back of the body, but even derech piv, we would say sof tumah lotzeis. That's Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir. So, but we're most focused on Rabbi Yossi, right? So it's said in this Mishnah that according to Rabbi Yossi, we view the tumah, if we look at where the tumah is. If it's min hamashkof lefnim, then the bayis is tameh. If it's min hamashkof lechutz, then the bayis is tahar. So we have to try to understand what he means by that. My lav ain b'tzavaro poseach tefach choy Rabbi Yossi. Isn't Rabbi Yossi talking about a case where there's not a poseach tefach in the tzavar of the behema, in the neck of the dog, to be mevi the tumah, where a mayor said that the bias is going to be tahar because there's nothing to be mevi the tumah, and Rabbi Yossi is then machmir that even though there's no oel amshacha to be mevi the tumah, but if the basar of the mace that's inside the dog's body is actually physically located in the house, it's tumah tumuna, and tumah tumuna is bakas viola. So shema mina tumah tumuna bakas. So you see, he takaholz that tumah tumuna is bakas, and therefore it's a stira in Rabbi Yossi whether tumah tumuna is bakas or not bakas. So because of this kasha, Rava says that we have to understand Rabbi Yossi very differently. So Amar Rava explains, Rabbi Yossi is not coming to be machmir on that which Rabbi Meir was mitahir when you don't have a pasach tefach. In that case, Rabbi Yossi is moded to be mitahir even when the tumah is min hamashko filifnim, because tumah tumuna is not bokaas. Rabbi Yossi is coming to be mekil on that which Rabbi Meir was mitameh. When you do have a rocha tefach, but you don't have a chalol tefach, you don't have open space of airspace of a tefach in the neck of the animal. So Rabbi Meir said that that's enough of an oel to bring the tumah into the house. And that's what Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's not going to bring the tumah into the house unless there's a chalol tefach, unless you have airspace of a tefach. inside of there. So Rowan is chalatuma katani. When Rabbi Yosef says Rowan, he means that we look at the neck of the animal. If it has a chalal tefach, then it brings the tumah into the house. And if it doesn't have a chalal tefach, it doesn't bring the tumah into the house. That which Rabbi Yosef was mechalik, whether the tumah is physically min hamashkof lefnim, min hamashkof lechutz, that's a totally separate topic. Rabbi Yosef was saying two totally different things. What's that about? Rabbi Yosef betarti palik. He's arguing on two things within Shitas Rav Meir. V'kamer le Rav Meir, and he's telling Rav Meir, d'ka'amrit ki yesh b'tzavar ha'poseach tefach mevias ha'tumah, that which you said, that if the neck of the animal is a tefach thick, that that's enough to be mevi the tumah. So I disagree with that. Anan basar chalala azlinan. I don't think we look at the full neck of the animal. We look at the chalal, the airspace, the open space inside of the neck of the animal to see if it's able to be mevi tumah. U'd'ka'amrit al l'skofa kulutame. And that which Rav Meir says, that if it's on the iskofa, then it's tame, that anywhere it is, anywhere that the mouth of that dog is on the stoop in front of the house is enough to be mitame the house. So you're looking at the entire iskofa as if it's inside of the house. That's another thing Rabbi Meir said. Comes along Rabbi Yossi and he says not the entire stoop is considered as if it's inside of the house. Mikenegad hashkofa lefnim habayis tame, mikenegad hashkofa lechutz habayis tar. You have to view it as what would happen if you close the door? Which part of this step would be inside and which part would be outside? The part that would be inside is inside the house. The part that would be outside is outside the house. So Rabbi Yossi is arguing on two separate statements of Rabbi Meir. So now Rabbi Yossi makes perfect sense because Tumah Tumuna is not Boka'as. And the Mishnah in Alos, where he's Mitame, is because of Olam Shacha. It's not because of Tumah Tumuna. The only reason he was Mitame in the case of the Mishnah was because he said that if there's a Poseach Tefach, then you have an Olam Shacha that's going to bring the Tumah into the house. But Tumah Tumuna absolutely does not is not Boka'as. Ravacha Breid Rav Masin La Behedya. The Rabbi Yossi Omer Rowanes Chalala Atumah, that he adds that word halal, that we view the halal atumah, that say you add that word into the Mishnah, and then it gives an entirely different complexion to what Rabbi Yossi was talking about. Okay, so now we go back. We had said in yesterday's daf that according to Rabbi Yossi, the tumas oel is called maga. So we said that the Mishnah in Alos that says that if you're ma'il on a kachatzi zayis and you're touching with your hand another kachatzi zayis, you don't become tamei. That disagrees, right? There's such a shita that disagrees, that holds being Mahil and Nogaya are not mitzvahed with one another because they're not the same thing. So man tana de palgalei, who's the tana that holds that way, that disagrees with Rabbi Yossi, who thinks that tumas oel is called maga, and this tana disagrees and says that no, they're not the same shame of tuma, and therefore if you're nogea b'kachatzi zayis and something else is ma'ihil on you and a chatzi zayis, then you're going to be tar. So Rabbi Shimon, it is the shita of Rabbi Shimon. De tanya, because we have a b'risa, when it comes to tumas meis, we have a halacha that a meis is Tame in three ways: maga, masa, and oel. There's also a lot of pieces of mace or things that emerge from a mace or are related to a mace that have certain elements of tumas mace. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, so Rabbi Shimon says, shalosh tumas parshos min a mace. There are three tumas that come from a mace. Shtayim b'kal achas shlishis ein ben. But the types of tumah, maga, masa, and oel, each of these different three things that have some level of tumas mace only have two of the types of tumas mace. They don't have all three methods of transference of tumah from the mace to other things. Veluhain, the three things that are mace associated that have certain types of tumas mace are melot tavrid rekev, a ladle full of the afar of that you find inside the aron of a mace, the etzem kisaora, a bone that's very tiny that's the size of a saora, the gol of a dofik, and the covering of the coffin of the mace and the side planks of the coffin of the mace. That's a machlok. Because we've shown him exactly how to define gol of the dofek, we'll go with that definition for now. So melot havrid rekev, the melot havrid rekev, the ladle full of the dust that you find inside the coffin, mitami b'masu boel. It can be mitami if you lift the melot havrid rekev, if you're ma'ahil over the melot havrid rekev, but veno mitami b'maga. But it's not going to be mitami b'maga because you're never touching all of it. Meaning when it's more of a physical impossibility, it's dust. So you have a cup of of sand, let's say, and you put your finger in it, you're not touching every particle of sand. So you never have a touching of the melot tarvin. Ve'heichad maga'o. Where do we find tumas maga v'meis? Imachas mehen, with one of the other types of tumah. With etzem kesari, you'll be metame b'maga. With gol v'dofek, you'll be metame b'maga. But no tumas maga on a melot tarvin rekev. Next category, etzem kesara, the tiny bone, metame b'maso b'maga, will be metame you if you carry it or if you touch it, but ve'na metame ba'ohel is not going to be metame ba'ohel. Ve'heichan ahalo, where do we find that a meis is metame ba'ohel? Imachas man, by one of the other ones, by Gol V'Dofik or by Melot Tavid Rekev, you'll find Tumas Ohel. But you're not going to have Tumas Ohel by Etzem Kesora. Gol V'Dofik, Metame B'Mago Ba'Ohel. It will be Metame you if you touch it, or be Metame Ba'Ohel. But Veina Metame B'Masa. A Gol V'Dofik is not Metame B'Masa. Ve'Heichan Masa'o, where do you find Tumas Masa? Imechaman, with one of the other categories. So from the fact that the Brisa says that according to Rabbi Shimon, Melot Tavid Rekev is Metame Ba'Ohel, but not Mitame b'maga. So you see that he's the Tana that disagrees with Rabbi Yossi and holds that maga and ohel are two separate categories and that they're not linked with one another. Now the Gemara back on Daf Ayin Beis had a machlokas tanaim whether the din of gol v'dofik is mitame is a halacha l'moshim Sinai or it's a drasha from the pasuk v'kol asher yigal p'nei asada that's the rabbo's gol v'dofik. So if you hold that it's a halacha l'moshim Sinai, Rashi explains that part of the halacha l'moshim Sinai is that it's not metame b'masa, right? Meaning the idea that gol v'dofik is only metame b'mago ba'ohel, but not b'masa. The whole thing is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. That's part of the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. It's always more challenging when you're anchoring it to a pasuk, because if the din is derived from a pasuk, then the details of that din have to appear in that pasuk also somehow. So according to the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, the Rishonim are bothered. He darshins that the tumas maga from the pasuk, the tumas maga. Oh well, so how do I know that it's not metame b'masa like every other part of a mace is metame b'masa? So Tosis and the Rashba explain that the Gemara Nazir says that the pasuk of Asher Yigal Pnei Asada is about Tumas Ohel, and we learn from there that a gol v'dofik is metame ba'ohel. So it's a special limud about Tumas Ohel. Aye, how then do I know that a gol v'dofik is metame b'maga? So we learn maga from the fact that the Torah says Asher Yiga b'lashon negia, but masa there is no pasuk. So there are details in the pasuk that indicate Ohel and that indicate maga, and there is no detail that indicates masa. Memela, there is no Tumas masa when comes to Gol V'Dofik. Okay, so now we had said Kulis Nevel V'Kulis Hasharetz. Going back to the discussion about touching the bones that have marrow inside of them. So we know Bisar Nevela, Bisar Hasharetz are Metame, but what if the Basar is hidden inside of a bone that's totally enclosed? So we said that if you touch the outside of that bone, you are tar. But if there's a Nekev Kol Shehu, then if you touch the outside of the bone, you're going to become Tame. So what's the source of this? Tan Rabban, we have a Brisa. The Torah tells us when it comes to a nevela of a behema tahora, that if you touch the nevela, you're going to be tamei tumas erev. So benivla sa v'lo b'kol estuma. That we darshin that yeah, if you touch the besar nevela, you're going to become tamei, but not if you touch a closed bone that has marrow inside of it. It's not metame as a shomer of the marrow inside of it. So yachala filu nekuva. I might think the same would be true even if the bone has you drilled a hole in the bone and therefore there's access to the marrow inside of it. Tamalomer hanogeya yitma eshef shaliga tame v'ashiyef shaliga tahar. So we darshin, if there's the possibility of being able to touch the basar, then you're going to become tame by touching the etzem. But if there's no possibility to even touch the basar, then you're not going to become tame by touching the etzem. Amalei Rabbi Zeir la'abai el me'ata behema ba'orilo tetame. Wait a second. Any behema that hasn't been skinned, that the skin is still there, should not be metame. A nevela that still has its skin on should not be metame, because you don't have access to the basar. And if you don't have access to the basar, to touch the basar, then the shomer is not a shomer. It's not metame. So it says, Pol Chazi, Kamina Kavim, Yeshba. You think skin doesn't have holes in it? That's got lots of holes in it that you're able to have access to the basar. You know, you pick up the eyelid and you touch the eye. The eye is basar. So there's access to the basar. You open the mouth and you touch the tongue. The tongue is basar. Right? There's always access to the basar in an animal. It's not a totally enclosed thing. Amalei Rav Papa Ravi says, okay, but what about this? The kidney surrounded by the chalev that surrounds it should not be metame because it's entirely enclosed. You don't have no access to the maga of the basar. So that's not the way a kidney works. There are these chutin that come out that are on the surface of the chalev around the kidney that actually are basar. So you do have access to the basar. What if you didn't actually make a hole in the bone, but you plan on making a hole in the bone? So mahu, what's the din? The fact that you haven't yet made the hole in the bone, does that mean that the basar is inaccessible? Or do we assume that since your machshava is to access that marrow, so it's considered that the marrow is already accessible? Meaning, do we consider that as if it happened? Like Pesach Sha'omid Li'Pasach is considered that it's already niftach, like a doorway that you're ultimately going to open, we view as if it's already open in the sugya of Sof Tuma Lotzes. We find by a Kli Cheres, that's Mukav Samar Psil, that if you touch the Kli, you're not metame it. If a Zav moves it, he becomes Tame Mitumas Masa. So Tosos asks that anything that's not Balochal Maga is not Balochal Masa. So how come if a Zav moves it, he's metame be Masa? So Tosos says that the Kli Cheres is considered that which is Baluch Al Maga, because the fact that it's sealed, ultimately you'll remove the seal. So the fact that you plan on doing that maybe is enough. So Hadar Pashta Mechusin Nekiva Lavka Mechusin Maisa Dami. So he ultimately answered that it's not considered Kamechusin Maisa, and Itaka will be Tame, that you have a fully intact bone, no hole in it whatsoever, and yet it's still going to be able to be to transmit the Tumah, because you plan on making a hole in that bone to be able to access the Moach. Okay, new Mishnah. Beitzas HaSheretz HaMerukemes. If you have an egg of a sheretz that already has a developing sheretz inside of it, and the sheretz is developed enough that it would be metameh you, but the beitzah, the shell of the egg, is fully intact, tahora. You're not going to become tameh from touching the shell of the egg. Nikva kol shehu tameh. But if there's a little nekev in that shell, then it's going to become tameh, because now you have access to the basar that's inside of there. Achbar, let's say in the second case of the Mishnah, is the famous case of the mouse. Shechetzio basar v'chetzio adama. That it's half mouse, it's half developed mouse, and it's half earth. So anogeya b'basar tame. If you touch the part that's already turned into an animal, it's turned into a creature, so then you're going to become tameh. Ba'adamatar, but if you touch the part that's still earth, that's still dirt, that hasn't yet developed into a creature, you're going to be tar. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Afanugea Ba'adama Shekenegeda Basar Tameh. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you could even become tameh by touching the dirt next to it if it's the part of the dirt that will one day, that's going to develop into the mouse, that's going to become the mouse. So this was the famous discussion of whether such a mouse exists and whether such a mouse ever exists. It's Paris Yisrael says, I know that people will tell you that it never existed, but I know a famous zoologist in Germany, and he has a whole thing where he found such a mouse that has such a thing. So there's a lot of literature on why the zoologists believe that to be the case and why it's not really the case in the scientific world. Then you get into the Dr. Schnarr Lyman wrote a whole article on this once. And he goes through all the different shittos where the Chazal could have ever been wrong about science. And according to the Rambam, and Rav Ben Rambam, and Rav Sadia Gaon, and Rav Shamshon Farl Hirsch, the answer is yes, and according to some others, the answer is no. Okay, whatever it is, but the halacha we have to deal with anyway. So Tanu Rabbanan, so the Brisa says as follows, Hatameim, the Pasuk says, Eile Hatameim Lechem B'chol HaSheretz. Now, it could have said, Tameim, what's the extra hey? L'Rabbos, Beitzas HaSheretz, V'Kolas HaSheretz, to tell me that the Beitzas HaSheretz and the Kolas HaSheretz, the bone that has marrow inside of it, that's Matame as well. I might have thought that even if the sheretz isn't already developing inside of it, that it's still metamit tamalomar ha sheretz ma sheretz shurikim af peitz sheretz shurikma. That it says that the tumah is dafka when it's like the sheretz itself. So just like a sheretz, we're talking about it already has a tzura of a sheretz. So too the beitza of the sheretz only if it already has a tzura of the sheretz inside of it. So yachal afilu lo nikvu. You might think that even if you don't make a hole in the egg, that it's still going to be metamiyu. So tamalomar. Lomar Hanogeya Yitma. So it has to be something that you have Esha Efsha Liga, that you have the access, the ability to touch it. Tameh, that's when it's going to be Tameh. But Esha Efsha Liga Tar. If you don't have the ability to touch it, then it's going to be Tar. Vikam in the Kivasa, how much of a hole do you have to make in the shell in order for it to be considered to be accessible to Maga, to have the ability to potentially touch it? That you just have a tiny little hole, because you could stick a hair in that tiny little hole, and that's considered accessible enough. So Achmar Shechetzi, we spoke about this mouse that's half mouse, half dirt. It's only going to be metame when it already developed into mouse along the full length of the body, just not the full width of the body. So Yigit Masin al Seifa, some say that that comment was going on the Seifa, that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afanogea Ba'adam Shechene Basar Tameh, that even if you touch the dirt that will one day be the mouse, you're going to be to come Tameh. And on that, Rabbi Shubban Levi, that's only if the part that's developed is fully developed from head to toe. So Mand Masin La Resha, if you say that Rabbi Shubban Levi's comment is going on the Resha, that the Tanakama was only Metameh touching the Basar when the Basar part, when the whole length of the animal is developed, well then Kol Shekein Seifa. For sure, Rabbi Yehuda is only going to be Metameh you when you touch the dirt part, if the whole length of the animal is already developed. But if you have this comment going on Rabbi Yehuda, which is Metamiyu for touching the dirt part, well then in the Resha, where you're touching the Basar part, maybe you don't need it to be fully developed from head to toe, because you're already touching Basar of something that actually is the animal. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Tan Rabbanan. Everyone have a great day. Yeah. 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 Yeah.